So we're actually driving on your farmland now?
Yes. Yep.
You've got a lot of land here, Peter Buchanan.
Like a lot of our country in this area there, you've got more land than you have cultivation because of the topography of the place. We've got about 80 acres of trees we planted over there because it's no good for anything else in there. So that's Uncle Neil did that when he turned 80. So there was trees for future generations, which is a bit over 20 years ago now. So then you've got all your gullies and everything else. So we sort of talk in the area land we farm for horticulture, not as in total area. And that's a typical lot of this sort of country. We're not like Bundaberg or Gatton or the Lockyer or somewhere like that. If you've got 100 acres, you're farming 99 acres of it. And we're not, that's not here.
Between the pine tree plantations at Goomboorian, west of Gympie, pineapples have dominated the landscape on the Buchanan family's farms since the 1970s. Now there is field after field of sugarcane, as far as the eye can see. Peter Buchanan is getting out of the pineapple business and has just one last pineapple patch left to pick.
This is the very last patch of pines that we've got, and there's about 100,000 plants, which is 2 hectares of pines here. That's the last of them.
How are you feeling looking at this after so many years of farming pineapples?
Great. Look, it's been a good industry to our family. There's no denying that. It's been a good industry to a lot of families. It's sad to see where it's got to, and you know, those who can continue on, I think there is a future. You know, every industry goes through some rough patches, but the trouble is, you know, the industry is not that many years ago, there was 100,000 tonne the cannery was putting through. Now they're putting through about 20, not much more than 20,000 tonnes. The rest is imported, and it's no different story to everything in Australia at the moment, so there's no good crying over spilt milk. That's how it goes. And you know, we've had the opportunity, we farmed cane before years ago, so Maryborough Sugar Mill was happy for us to go back, so at least we've got something to do with our land, so we could be worse off than we are. But you know, when you've been in, you know, with third generation, and when there's been a family history of growing pines that long, yeah, it is hard. But small crops is a very, very hard thing. And if they're ready today, they've got to be picked today. And because we've had pines and beans and zucchinis and crucifers that we've grown over the years, we've had a continuity of work where we've been able to keep a fairly stable work for our workforce. And that's helped us to get there, but as we're running down in this area, it's nigh on impossible of getting extra staff in there, so we're really battling. Yeah, we'll go into sugarcane now where I'll have one employee and using contractors instead of, you know, 12 to 20 staff that we had here a lot of the time for the last three decades. You know, employing that number of people and trying to keep the whole operation going.
Pretty hard for the region, though. That's a lot of jobs that are hard to come by out here.
Well, that's the story of Australia. I mean, we still grow a lot of small crops, and we still have, I still have about 35 employees. We're involved, our side shoot business, the Packhouse in Gympie, that we work with a couple of other growers in there. So we have, you know, 15 to 20 staff in there. So this farm, since the early 80s, has had about 40 employees, up to 50 employees, and then on the packing side of it, they're up to 20. So, yeah, we do have been employing a lot of people and therefore putting a lot of dollars into the community, and everything has an effect.
Why get out of pineapples, though?
You know, at our age and stage, there's no fourth generation coming on. And for the lower returns that we've gotten, especially in the last 6 or 8 years, we've just gone backwards. So, you know, you're not going to keep bashing your head against a wall.
Sugar prices are very good at the moment, but are you confident they'll stay high enough to sustain you into the future?
Well, farming is always about cycles and good prices and bad prices. So I guess it won't always stay there. But if you look at the average, we're dryland farming here. So this year, the lack of rainfall, it's, you know, not as good a crop as I would have liked for the prices we've got. But A, you've got to do something with your land, but B, be able to run this operation with just one employee and using contractors. It works out with the gear that they've got there. I couldn't afford to do it. And then the same for the harvesting on the other end, for a farm this size or any size. And there's contract harvesters come around because, you know, they got $1.5 million or more tied up in a unit. So they came and do the cut on so many dollars a ton, which just is deducted out of it. So, that, you know, we tell them where we're going to cut, and it's just not the headaches.